Steve, disappointment. I guess the disappointment in how late you conceded.
No, disappointed in the performance. I think performance brings you results. I think for 20 minutes we were excellent. We scored inside a minute. We looked quality all over the pitch. We caused them real problems. Their goalkeepers had two or three good saves. Fortunate we had a couple. And then, like Ipswich do, they grind themselves into the game. They launch it to the striker and they feed off him. And then some of our players wanted to start flicking balls and trying to be clever footballers. And when you try that, the boys at these type of clubs just run over you. And we've seen that for spells in the second half. We couldn't get up the pitch. When we did, we couldn't secure it with any quality. Bit disappointed with the two goals, two crosses. First one, we earmarked the big fella Chambers, comes up from right back and gets at the back post. We showed her clips of that today. They know it's going to happen. And the second one, you know, a striker's got the ball in the corner flag with 3 minutes to go and runs it out of the pitch when nobody near him. You can't do that. And then they just put an aimless ball into a channel. Scotty loses a flight of it cross goal. It's poor, poor defending.
I guess you know it's coming. Does that make it even more? You know what you're going to get when you come here. They get it out wide. They get it in the box.
Well, they just launch it. Let's be honest, see it as it is. Yeah. You know, there's no football, and the football comes with the two or three up, but it's effective. It wins results and it's put them in the playoffs. So if this is the benchmark, okay, well that's the benchmark.
Dream start for you, the goal from Dakara. Couldn't have asked for any more.
Yeah, great finish. We pressed it really high rate early, and we get the ball breaks us and we score a goal. And you know, for 20 minutes, Carriol gave the right back like he did on Saturday, a terrible time. But he get caught right in the back of his Achilles just before half time, and people seeing the difference in the second half. The kid had to come off, but you know, there we go. We take it and we'll take it badly, I think. They got a lot of help tonight. The official gets swayed by the crowd, and that helped them.
Looking at it, I mean, it is only a first defeat in nine, Steve. It's, you know, what's your reaction? I guess it's going to be a long journey home tonight.
It is a long journey home. I've said I don't take defeat very well. It's hard to accept, but it's hard to accept because of the performance. We come in and play really well, and we can beat 2-1 with Ipswich, the way they're playing and the results they're getting. You can live with that, but we go away disappointed, and we need to get ready for Hillsborough, because I think Sheffield Wednesday's better than these.
Chris Wood not available tonight. Has he got a chance for the weekend?
Yeah, we think so. He's worked really hard with the medical staff today. It's about a reaction to see who is tomorrow. You know, we know we're miles short in the final third. We know that.
And looking at it, I mean, you have to pick the guys up. What is it about now? All recuperation ahead of Sheffield Wednesday?
Listen, we're going to have to go to Hillsborough and pick a team and pick a shape. And I think we can get a result there. We need to go and win at Hillsborough, don't we? To have any chance at Boston, we need to go and win.
It seems frustrating every time you get to within touching distance of the playoffs, you get a bad result.
Well, we're touching distance tonight, aren't we? We're one up and we're quite comfortable at half time. I know they've had two or three, four shots, whatever. There's one good save from Marco. The rest are bread and butter saves for a goalkeeper at this level. And second half, again, they're not causing us a problem. You have to deal with crosses.
And looking at it now, Steve, where do you go from here? You're not giving up on the playoffs yet?
No, I think we go to Hillsborough. That'll be tough, we know that. We're capable of going there and winning. But it'll be a fantastic atmosphere. We'll take a big support. And listen, 2 months ago we were talking about relegation. Now we're still trying to chase that top group. And I still believe we're in it. If we win on Saturday and Ipswich slip up, it's night is back to nine. And then we've got a couple of home games to come.
Three changes tonight. Were those all tactical?
There'll be different changes again on Saturday.
You seem angry more than anything. Is that the disappointment?
No, I'm not angry. I'm disappointed. I think the days of getting angry are finished. I was angry during the game with some of the decisions. You know, we see assistant referees giving offside from a goal kick, and the referee says he knew it was a goal kick, but he's let them play. You know, we get penalised, we break in a counter-attack, he stops the game and he brings it back and books our filler, and yet when it happens in reverse, he lets them go and tack your goal and then goes back and books our filler. And he's just not a good referee for me.
You got to dust yourself down. Any sign of any reinforcements for the weekend?
Well, we're trying. The football club's trying. We need to bring some quality into the football club. But everyone's aware of that. We're trying really hard.
What would your message be to the fans tonight?
Well, they have to still believe. We believe. You know, I'm telling the fans tonight, you know, if the benchmark is Ipswich and teams around Ipswich to be in the playoffs, then let me get some of my players around us in. And we'll see. I don't think my two players that I've brought in did particularly well tonight. I don't think Bridcote was as effective as he's been. And Muzzy was brilliant for 20 minutes. And then obviously he gets that knock and then he's not so good.
Is he a worry for the weekend?
Yeah, possibly.
And looking at it now, everyone's come to an end tonight. Time to start a new one.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a manager that takes defeat, as I said to you, really, really badly. I'll bounce back in with the boys tomorrow and we'll get ready for Saturday.